A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how can he be his son?" And a large crowd was listening to him with delight. Jesus poses a great dilemma here to the scribes. And it's a dilemma that we face every day, probably, and don't notice ourselves. It's the monkey trap. Have you ever heard of a monkey trap? Perhaps it's just mythical, I'm sure it is. But a monkey trap is some kind of cage or a basket with a hole in it just big enough for a monkey's hand to fit in, but not a monkey's fist. And you put a banana in the middle of the cage, and the monkey reaches in and grabs the banana, and then it's stuck because it can't get its hand back out of the hole. Unless, of course, it lets go of the banana, and a monkey won't let go of the banana because it wants the banana. Jesus tells the scribes something that they know and something that messes with that. The thing that they know is that the Messiah they are looking for is David's son. But he reminds them that in Psalm 110, David himself calls the Messiah who is to come his Lord. And how can that be? They're holding on looking for a descendant of David to be the Messiah, and yet there's something more that they're not seeing. And that more that they're not seeing is preventing them from seeing Jesus as the Messiah. And so that's why Jesus is playing with them in this way. He sets up this trap. The point is, the monkey can have the banana, but he can't have it by simply reaching in and grabbing it and pulling it back out. The monkey has to be more clever than that to get the banana out of the cage, but of course, monkeys are not that clever. So he's stuck there forever. Scribes, however, are supposed to be more clever. You and I are supposed to be more clever. The scribes could not let go even for an instant of the way that they were holding on to their belief in the Messiah. And Jesus is challenging them to see a little more broadly. Yes, the Messiah is the son of David, but he's more than that. We need to ask ourselves, what are we holding on to and won't let go? Something that perhaps is true, a truth of faith that we need to hold on to, but maybe not in this same way. Maybe there's something that we're grasping onto so tightly that we are stuck and we can't see beyond it. And we need to let it go to grasp this truth in a different way. And if we don't, we will remain forever trapped like that monkey with his fist in the cage. This is at least something to think about today, the good news for today. In what way is what I'm grasping onto trapping me from seeing the bigger picture that God is presenting me with?